I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder and excitement. Want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Appreciate you coming over to help me out this morning, Jason.
Yeah, well, for Christmas, I'm getting you your own monogram set of jumper cables, Connie.
Oh.
I have never known anyone who can kill their car battery as often as you do.
Oh, come on. You make it sound like you have to jump my car every day.
Close. It's the second time this month.
Well, sure, but it's one of the longer months.
Okay, cables are on. Go ahead and start my car.
Why do you have so many candy wrappers in here?
I eat my feelings.
Looks like you mugged a trick-or-treater. Look, it's not like I'm the only one this happens to. Jillian needed a jump start last week.
And she also needed a GPS to find her way into the back room of the antique shop.
You are exaggerating.
Not by much.
Well, she might not be the brightest bulb in the chandelier, but she's pretty sweet.
I'll give you that.
And she's cute.
If you like that look.
You two get along so well. Seems like, you know...
Are you actually telling me I should be interested in Jillian?
Is that how you took it?
Oh, Connie. Always a matchmaker.
Never a match.
Don't you know me well enough to know that I have pretty high standards for someone I'd want to be in a relationship with?
How high? Do they need to be a certified genius or prime minister of a small country?
No, how about intelligent, godly, wise, adventurous, interesting?
Ah, Jillian is interesting.
I don't mean how can someone be so clueless about what the word literally means, sort of interesting. More like creative ideas, thought-provoking insights, unique experiences type of interesting. Okay, that's long enough. Go ahead and start your car now.
Well, if I ever meet someone so completely perfect, I'll let you know. Here we go. Ah, yes, yay! Thanks, Jason!
You're welcome. All right, now let it run for a few minutes.
Gotcha.
Oh, hold on. Hey, Dad. You're kidding.
No, your shop is all locked up and it's dark inside.
Jillian told me she'd be in at 8 this morning to open. Oh, I can't believe how irresponsible she is.
I'll walk around back and see if her car is here.
It won't be. I'm sure she just forgot to do her job again.
No, she doesn't seem to be that irresponsible. Wait a minute. What was that?
What was what?
I thought I heard... Oh, no.
What is it?
Someone's hurt. I'll call you back later. Hello, I can help. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm fine.
You have a head injury. What happened?
Oh, someone hit me with something. I don't know what, but it hurt.
What's your name?
Rusk. Dr. William Rusk.
All right, well, we need to get you to the hospital.
That's where I was going. I am meeting my colleague, Dr. Calhoun.
Oh, Joseph? Well, he's a friend of mine.
I was going to help him with... I don't remember now.
I'll call an ambulance. Oh, I should have brought my car.
You can use mine. It's parked right by the curb. The Cadillac.
Oh, great. That'll be quicker. Here, let me help you. Oh. Detective Polhouse, thanks for coming so quickly.
Sure thing. Nothing like a good assault investigation to get my mind off my personal life.
Oh, that bad?
I had a horrible blind date last night. Have you ever met a woman who spent an hour telling you how brutally beef cows are killed while you're eating a steak?
I can't say I have.
I mean, I'm fine with vegetarians as long as they keep their opinions in their own gardens.
So, not a match.
Not even close. And she couldn't have been more than 30. I have bunions that are older than her.
Well, 30 is pretty young.
I should never trust blind dates.
Dr. Rusk is in room 225, down this hallway.
Okay. She scowled the whole time.
So it was a short date.
Set a record. I should have known when I saw her get out of one of those crummy electrical cars. Those don't have enough horsepower to pull a 2-year-old on a skateboard. Not like that would be legal, but it should be possible.
Dr. Rusk?
Come in.
This is Detective Polhaus.
Pleasure, Detective.
Hello.
He has some questions for you, if you feel you're up to it.
Of course. I'm markedly improved now, though I'm certain my head will be sore for quite some time.
I'll try to keep it short. Can you tell me what happened, starting from when you stopped at Triple J Antiques?
Well, I'm an antique aficionado of sorts and was pleased to see a shop in town. I thought I'd peek in since I wasn't due at the hospital yet. As I was heading to the door, I saw someone crawling out of the side window of the shop.
Can you describe this person?
About 6 feet tall, I think male. But as the person wore a ski mask, I couldn't be sure.
Do you recall what else this person was wearing?
A baggy green sweatshirt.
Uh-huh. So what happened next?
I yelled, "Stop! What are you doing?" I realize now I shouldn't have, of course, but the justice seeker in me took over.
And what did the perpetrator do?
Ran right at me and hit me on the head with something hard and sharp. A rock, perhaps. I couldn't tell. I collapsed to the ground, dazed and disoriented.
Did you happen to see or hear which direction the perp went?
I'm not certain.
Did this person ever say anything?
Not a word. I'm sorry, I'm not much help.
Oh, it's all right. We'll find him. Whit, Jason has security cameras in the shop, right?
Right. And he's on his way here now.
So how's Dr. Rusk?
He'll be fine. He's in his room resting.
I don't recognize the name. Is he new to the hospital?
No, he doesn't work here. He's a friend of Joseph Calhoun's. He's visiting to help consult on some technical updates.
Oh, what a welcome to Odyssey.
Do you have the footage yet, Jason?
Yeah, I just accessed the security camera on my phone and scanning through. Yep, right there. The break-in starts at 9:06.
Uh-huh. Yep, the window by the cash register. Don't you have an alarm?
Well, sure, but it only works when it's set, which I'm guessing Jillian didn't do last night.
Ski mask and green sweatshirt, just like Dr. Rusk said.
And gloves, so no fingerprints.
About 5'10", maybe 180 pounds. What's he pulling out of his pocket?
Spray paint. Should block out the security camera.
Great thought of her.
And the other camera, too.
Well, he had to have staked out the place beforehand to know right where the cameras were.
But we still have audio. Here, I'll turn up the volume. That sounds like the display case.
Did you have anything particularly valuable in there?
A watch from the World War I era. A piece unique enough that Antiques Monthly recently did a write-up on it.
Well, this guy must be a reader. What's that?
Sounds like the cash register.
Maybe they're trying to jimmy it open?
Nah, wouldn't do any good. I don't leave any cash in there overnight. But again, Jillian closed up.
Well, it sounds like he's heading back out the window.
And that must have been when Dr. Rusk confronted him.
Okay, we need to head over to the shop, figure out what exactly was stolen, and see if there are any clues.
I'll let Dr. Rusk and Dr. Calhoun know that we're leaving.
We'll have to keep the shop closed for a few hours, Jason.
No, that's fine. I need to take a delivery out to Connellsville anyway. And apparently Jillian has better things to do.
Did you ever get a hold of her?
Yeah, just her voicemail.
Women. Can't live with them. Can't have a decent sandwich without them.
I'm so sorry. My heart literally dropped to my feet when I realized how late I was.
Where were you?
I didn't hear my alarm. Or maybe I forgot to set it. Or maybe I don't have an alarm.
Well, if you had been here, we likely wouldn't have had a break-in. You need to be more responsible, Jillian.
I will make it up to you. I promise.
Burke, go outside and walk around the side and back. See if you find anything.
Yes, sir.
Just as you thought, Jason. The watch is missing.
Doesn't look like anything else is gone.
And they didn't get the cash register open.
There's just not much to go on. The guy was covered from head to foot.
Now, with only Dr. Rusk's limited testimony, this will be a tough one.
I'll check some of the auction sites. Maybe the watch will show up somewhere and we can find the culprit working backward.
Uh-huh.
Detective Polhaus, I found this piece of glass. Looks like it has a little blood on it.
You found this outside?
Yes.
Bag it as evidence.
Yes, sir.
Huh. The intruder may have gotten caught on it on the way back out the window.
My thoughts exactly.
I'm going to go ahead and make that delivery. The customer's already called twice wondering where it is.
Yeah, go on, Jason.
Yeah, we can take care of everything here.
You know, I was thinking...
Everyone take cover.
Maybe, since the shop is going to be closed anyway, I can help you with the delivery.
I'll be fine.
It's a lot of lonely country roads to Connellsville. You could probably use some company.
I'll be fine.
I don't mind.
He'll be fine.
Oh. Just open up the shop once the police are done looking around. I mean, if it's not too much trouble.
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Dad. I need your advice on this last fiasco with Jillian.
Oh, well, she can be really helpful in some areas.
Yeah, but she's incredibly irresponsible in others. I can't rely on her. I think I need to fire her.
Maybe talk to her. Give her another chance. I mean, she's great with the customers.
Sure she is. But if she doesn't show up, then it doesn't matter how good she is with them.
Yeah, well, I see your
point. Hold on, Dad. Looks like someone went off the road ahead.
Are they stuck?
Well, yeah, looks like it. I'm going to go help them. I'll call you. Whoa, that's weird.
What is?
Well, they got the car back on the road, but it's now facing the wrong direction.
Oh, maybe they got turned around?
No, the car's coming straight at me. What are you doing? Stop!
Jason!
Whit, what happened?
Disconnected. I need to call him back.
What's going on?
Jason's car was hit.
Is he okay?
I don't know.
Hi.
Jillian, Jason's car was hit.
Hi there, you've reached Jason. Leave your name and number.
He didn't answer?
No. Pray for him, Connie.
I will.
Oh, this is my fault. If I'd been on time this morning, he would have left for Connellsville earlier and it wouldn't have happened.
It's not your fault.
I'm going to try him one more time.
Oh, wow. That hurt.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to crash into you. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. Just a little dazed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a sprained shoulder. Oh, did I go unconscious?
Well, for a few minutes, yes.
Wait, let me answer this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay, Dad. But hang on.
Oh, in your car, look at it. My daughter's been telling me I'm too old to drive. When she hears about this, she's just gonna...
Calm down. It's gonna be okay. But why did you drive at me like that?
Well, I was trying to get out of the ditch, you see, but I came out the wrong direction. I was feeling pretty frazzled.
Right.
I mean, it's a newish car, and I'm not used to driving it yet, so when I saw you there, I just slammed on the brakes. But then I was flying towards you, so it must have been the gas.
Yeah, must have been.
I called an ambulance and a tow truck.
But
I will pay for every penny of it. You can count on me for that.
Dad?
You're okay, huh?
Well, my shoulder hurts, but I'm fine.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. I was just about to head out there.
No need, Dad. I'll have the tow truck take it to Wankel's shop and go from there.
Are you sure you don't want me to come get you? I mean, you might be more hurt than you realize.
You should definitely go get him.
I'll come with you.
Trust me, Dad. I'm fine. Except now I'll need to explain to my customer why his delivery will be even later.
Now stay still. The ambulance should be here soon.
Who is that?
That's my new friend.
I'm Oscar.
We kind of ran into each other. You didn't need to call an ambulance.
Of course I did. I'm responsible for your injuries.
But I'm not even that injured. Wow, that was quick. Must have been out more than a few minutes. Look, Dad, I need to figure out this mess. I'll call you later.
Okay, but let me know what I can do. Bye now.
What did he say?
Is he hurt?
Well, he might have a sprained shoulder. He should be fine. Aren't you supposed to be at the antique shop, Jillian?
Oh, Detective Polhouse said they won't be done checking things out until noon.
Jillian, it's 12:45.
Oh, how does this happen?
I'm fine. I don't need to go to the hospital.
Hold still, sir.
Bring it forward. He could have a neck injury.
I don't need a backboard. And get that light out of my eyes, please.
Just following protocol.
I'm fine.
You likely have a concussion.
Well, if I do, I'm sure it's mild. My dad can take me to the doctor.
We're here to help, sir. Just let us do our job.
Fine.
So you think the thief ran down the alley toward First Street?
I'm guessing he had a car there, but I can't make out footprints on this gravel.
Hello. How's it going?
Hey, Jillian.
Oh, Miss Marshall. We're just checking out the alley. We'll be done soon.
I'll go take a look at First Street.
Good.
Did you find the criminal yet?
If we had, we wouldn't still be looking.
Do you think he's hiding in one of these trash cans?
Huh?
Or the dumpster? I saw a movie once where these cats lived in a dumpster their whole 9 lives.
Was it a cartoon?
Yes, but I'm pretty sure it was based on a true story. I'll check the dumpster.
Don't you have work you should be doing?
I am working. I'm helping you.
Never have two sentences contradicted each other more.
There's nobody in here. Thieves or cats.
I'm stunned.
Oh, there's a nice sweatshirt. Looks new.
What color is it?
Somewhere between a forest green and an Everest green. Hard to tell in this light.
Burke!
I don't really think green is Burke's color. I'd put him in more of a rust orange. Oh, nice fabric.
No, don't touch it.
Ew, a little bit of blood on it, though.
That's evidence.
Oh, sorry. Here.
No, I can't touch it either. Let me get my gloves on.
Should I drop it?
No.
Hold it? I don't know what to do with my hands right now.
All right, now I'll take it.
Green sweatshirt.
Extra large. Looks like the one in the video.
Huh.
I think this belongs to our guy.
Ooh.
It's inside out. Let's see if there's anything on the front. Oh, no.
What?
It says Channel 10 News.
Uh-oh.
Right.
What's wrong with Channel 10 News?
Nothing, except for who runs it. We're not on good terms. Hold on. There's something in the pocket. A watch? Is this...
That's the watch that was stolen! You found it! We need to call Jason and tell him the good news.
But why would someone steal something and then throw it away 2 minutes later?
Quick working conscience?
Maybe he didn't want the watch after all.
That happens to me with every new pair of corduroys.
Me too!
Mm-hmm.
What did he want?
You're sure? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you. Bye now. Huh.
Are you okay, Whit?
I'm a bit confused. Jason said they were taking him to the hospital, which I assumed would be Connellsville Central.
Uh-huh.
But they have no record of him arriving.
Oh, did you check the other hospitals? Odyssey Memorial, Richland Community?
Yeah, all of the ones in the area.
Maybe he registered with one of his aliases.
I don't know why he would. And he would call me and let me know. His phone goes straight to voicemail.
I solved the case.
All you did was taint evidence.
You wouldn't have even checked the dumpsters if I wasn't there.
Eventually, I would have had Burke take a look. We just hadn't gotten there yet.
I am glad you're here, Detective. Can we talk upstairs in my office?
Okay, thanks. That was the dispatch center.
Yeah?
The accident was never called in.
Huh?
You're sure an ambulance came?
Oh, I heard the sirens myself.
The emergency line never received a call about an accident in that area at that time, or any time today.
But that can't be. I heard it arrive, and Jason told me.
I've no doubt an ambulance was there. But it wasn't one commissioned for official use. It's not connected to any hospital.
Yeah, but that would mean...
The accident a distraction. Jason was kidnapped.
Oh, it's my fault again, Connie. If I'd been there this morning and
it's
if I'd just been...
It's not your fault, Jillian. Look, don't mention his disappearance to anyone, okay? It's pretty hush-hush.
My lips are literally sealed.
Okay, try not to worry. Jason's pretty good about taking care of himself, and if anyone can find him, it's Whit.
Jason, he means a lot to me. He's not just a boss, you know?
I know.
Ugh, my head is pounding. I'm gonna head home.
Sounds good. See you later.
Bye. Okay. It's me.
I know. Don't worry. No one's caught on yet. I've got it all under control.
There's more to Jillian than meets the eye. I guess we'll have to keep listening to find out what's going on with Jillian and with Jason. I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep listening. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Morning was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound designed by Luke Gonneau and Zach Schneider, and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to 23 Hours. Enjoy.
Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Can you tell me what happened, starting from when you stopped at Triple J Antiques?
As I was heading to the door, I saw someone crawling out of the side window of the shop.
Do you recall what else this person was wearing?
A baggy green sweatshirt.
And what did the perpetrator do?
Ran right at me and hit me on the head with something hard and sharp. A rock, perhaps.
Hold on, Dad. Looks like someone went off the road ahead.
Are they stuck?
Well, yeah, looks like it. I'm going to go help them. I'll call you. Whoa, that's weird.
What is?
The car's coming straight at me. What are you doing? Stop!
The emergency line never received a call about an accident in that area at that time, or any time today.
Huh?
The accident was a distraction. Jason was kidnapped.
Don't mention his disappearance to anyone, okay? It's pretty hush-hush. My lips are literally sealed. Jason, he means a lot to me. He's not just a boss, you know?
I know.
I'm gonna head home.
Sounds good. See you later.
Bye. It's me. I know. Don't worry. No one's caught on yet. I've got it all under control.
Jason Whitaker.
Oh.
Do you hear me?
Where am I? What's going on?
Relax. You're fine.
Yeah. If tied to a chair is your idea of fine.
I have some questions for you.
Well, as it turns out, I have a few for you, too.
I'll go first.
And to whom do I have the pleasure of speaking, since it seems you're too scared to meet me in person?
That's not for you to know yet.
Where am I? What is this place?
Well, look around. A delightfully cozy cabin.
Yeah, I can see that. Where is this cabin? Am I still near Odyssey?
You don't remember?
I remember the ambulance. Wait, it was in the ambulance. You drugged me.
My men did what they needed to do.
Did they need to whack me over the head, too?
Sometimes my men enjoy their job a little too much.
What exactly is their job?
To get your cooperation, of course.
Don't count on that.
Whitaker, I need to know your contacts at the Pentagon.
You're wasting your time. I won't be telling you anything.
I suppose you can try again later, Mr. Whitaker, when I can give you more of an incentive to do so.
I'm not interested in anything you can give me.
Of course not. It's more about what I can take away.
Thank you. You've been very helpful. Well, Whit, according to eyewitnesses, the ambulance went north on County Road 17. It continued past Falcon Highway.
Huh. Well, there's nothing out that way until you get to Connellsville.
Well, based on the security camera footage Burke went through, the ambulance never made it into the town of Connellsville proper.
Right. So, somewhere in this 2-mile range, they turned off the road. Come in.
Hi.
How's it going, Don? Can I help?
Don?
Hi, Jillian.
I think we got it handled. Thanks.
We'll be finished up in just a few minutes.
Ooh, a map.
Are there any warehouses or big buildings out there they could hide in?
Well, it's mostly residential in this area.
And an ambulance would likely be noticed. State Park. Here.
Letchworth Forest. Of course.
Isn't that where Robin Hood lives?
This is a covert investigation, Miss Marshall.
Sorry, I'll close the door.
Or maybe just, I don't know, leave.
Right, got it.
See ya!
Well, you know, I've been camping and fishing at Letchworth a few times. It's off-season. There wouldn't be a lot of people around.
The entrance booths are closed this time of year, but the park is technically still open.
Sounds like a good place to hide.
Uh-huh. Let's go take a look.
Hello, my friend. How are you feeling?
Who was on the intercom?
The boss. Don't know his real name.
You're working for someone you don't even know?
Money's good.
I want to talk to him again.
Oh, no can do. He talks when he wants to talk. I don't even have a way to contact him.
Well, when it comes to lackeys, you're about as low as they go.
I'm, climbing the ladder of crime lord, one kidnapping at a time.
You know, it's the minions like you who get the brunt of it. Like, that guy who ran into me, Oscar, was he paid to do that?
Yeah, Oscar's always taking one for the team.
Yeah, the big guys are always asking guys like you to do the heavy lifting while they get off scot-free and never look back. Why else would they leave you here by yourself without a way to...
I'm not by myself. I have a partner on lookout out front. Mo, I think?
You think?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like when I asked. He only speaks in monosyllabic sentences.
Sounds like a winner.
He's a big dude. Here, I'll introduce you. Hey, Mo!
Yep.
Here he is, Mo the Great.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance, I'm sure.
Yep.
Well, what you lack in vocabulary, you sure make up for in size.
Right? But as an extrovert, I'm going nuts. It's like talking to a plate of meatloaf.
Can't say my day's going any better.
Might as well get comfortable, friend. You're gonna be here for a while.
Whit, you're gonna need to tell me more about what Jason is involved in.
Well, I don't know that he's involved in anything. He quit the agency.
Did he make any enemies while he was there?
You're in law enforcement. Do you really need an answer to that?
Right. Paul House here. Oh, hello, Sky. Or Ms. Feldstein. Yeah, I appreciate the information. I'll have Burke follow up with you. I'm working on a different case currently. No, it has nothing to do with you. It's just a bigger case. Yeah. Well, same to you. Fine. Goodbye.
Was that Sky Feldstein?
Yeah. Remember when I said I was on a horrible blind date with someone way too young?
Sky?
Bingo. And then I had to call her today about the Triple J break-in.
What for?
The sweatshirt we found in the dumpster had her news station logo on it. Huh. I called to see if it was something her employees might have.
And?
She said they were given out at an employee picnic 5 years ago.
So, you're following up with station employees?
Right now, finding Jason is more important than the break-in, so it'll have to wait. Unfortunately, now that Sky knows about the incident at Triple J's, she wants to do a story on it.
Does anyone know about Jason's kidnapping?
Not yet, and I'm trying to keep it that way. Oh, great. Now something's wrong with the car.
Oh.
I'm pulling over.
Strange. It sounded like the car ran out of gas.
Can't be. I just filled it this morning.
I smell fuel. Let me take a look underneath.
Helen, have Burke come out with a backup vehicle. I'm on County Road 17, just past Red Arrow Highway. I don't know what happened. The car broke down. It's not the battery. Would you please just pass on the message to Burke?
I'll pop the hood and check there.
No need. I see the problem.
What is it?
Look, we've been leaving a trail of gas behind us.
I got a gas leak?
Yeah, but not without help. The line's been cut.
Cut? Who would tamper with an official government vehicle?
Someone who didn't want us looking for Jason.
In fourth grade, I realized I had a penchant for making people trust me. The little Ollie Otis actually believed me when I said I needed his lunch money so I could keep it safe.
You know, as my kidnapper, I'm supposed to get you talking. But right now, I kind of want you to be quiet. My head is killing me.
I'm working for a boss I've never spoken to, and a partner here who doles out words like they're pieces of gold.
Huh?
You're all I got, Whitaker.
Sounds like that's no longer the case. Somebody's pulling up.
Huh. You weren't expecting anyone till after midnight. You have to hold up, Mo. Grab a weapon. Who is it?
A Jeep. They said they'd be coming in an SUV. I don't like this.
Nope.
They're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Looks like only one person. Let's go and see what they want. Might be a lost hiker.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Hey!
Get him, Mo! Mo?
Who is it? I'm inside.
Hi, Jason.
Jillian?
You're coming with me.
Oh, the park entrance is just over the hill.
Ah.
They would have had to turn here to go in.
And look, a single set of vehicle tracks. Do they match the tracks from the scene of Jason's accident?
Well, let's see. Exactly. We should be able to track where it went from here. Let's go. I'll call for backup.
Hold on. We have to off-road it, so we can't be tracked. Okay, I'm guessing you have a few questions.
Or a few hundred, but let's start with who do you work for?
Classified.
How did you know where I was?
Confidential.
Where are we going?
Not allowed to say.
Jillian, you have to give me something. If you don't, I'll assume the worst and jump out of this Jeep.
Fine. I'm an agent with the NSA.
I'm an agent with the NSA.
You're a former agent. My assignment was to safeguard you from criminals you've investigated in the past. We've received reliable intel that you're in danger.
Wait, you were sent here to protect me?
Affirmative. The director tried to contact you. He told you to leave town 2 months ago. Whoa, hang on.
Ouch! Look, if I left town every time they said I was in danger, I'd be hiding out my entire life.
Oh.
I can take care of myself.
Clearly, since I just rescued you from two goons holding you hostage.
I hadn't gotten to the point of escaping yet.
You could just say, thank you, Jillian.
Oh, could I? I'm not even sure that's your real name.
It is.
Oh, ouch. Why should I believe you? Apparently you've been lying to me since the day we met.
Well, one of the things about being an undercover agent is being undercover.
So, I take it you're brighter than you've let on?
Quite the performance, wouldn't you say?
Well, then you do know the correct use of the word literally.
In a literal sense or manner, with exact equivalence in a completely accurate way.
You're a martial arts expert.
Karate, judo, jiu-jitsu, and taekwondo.
And you've got 6 boxes of shoes in the back, so apparently the obsession with footwear was true.
Some things are too serious to lie about.
And one more question.
What?
Who taught you how to drive?
Tracks head that way.
There. Behind the trees. An ambulance.
And a cabin. With any luck, Jason will be in there. I'll check it out. You stay here.
Now, not when my son is in danger. I'll be right behind you. Sounds like someone's hurt.
Yeah, it looks like it, too. I count 2 of them on the ground.
Neither are Jason.
Police! Hands up! Both of you.
Don't shoot. He's still unconscious.
I'll check inside the cabin.
Tell me what you're doing here. Why do you have an ambulance?
Safety conscious camping?
Or kidnapping?
We never hurt him. Honest, we were the ones hurt.
The cabin's empty, but there's a chair and a rope. They were holding someone.
Whit, do you recognize these clowns?
No.
You better start talking. Where's Jason Whitaker?
Honestly, I don't know. We had him, and then some female ninja jumped out and... Ow! I just woke up. I don't even know how long I was out.
Female ninja? These stories get better and better.
But Jason was here. Who had you kidnap him?
I never got a name.
Yeah, we'll see about that. For now, don't move a muscle. Backup should be here in a few minutes, Whit. I'll cuff these two jokers, and you can scour the cabin for evidence.
You think what he said was true? Someone attacked them and then re-kidnapped Jason?
I don't know what to believe right now.
Well, to be fair, it's hard to put your life in the hands of someone who just yesterday asked if an egg was a fruit or a vegetable.
I like that line.
So what's with a life-size mannequin in the back?
My partner.
Oh, hard to get a real-life person to work with you?
Huh. I put it in the driver's seat while I snuck out of the Jeep. Your kidnappers assumed someone was still sitting in the vehicle and didn't notice me sneaking through the brush.
Clever.
The rescue was actually pretty simple. Surprisingly simple.
Oh, finally, pavement. So, how did you know where I was?
Your dad helped me.
You're working with my dad?
I overheard him and Pole House going over some clues they'd discovered. They're the ones who narrowed it down to the state park. But while they were searching the old-fashioned way, I used a heat-sensing drone to find your location.
Well, I need to tell Dad where I am.
You're not contacting anyone. Everyone is assumed compromised, every phone assumed bugged at this point.
Oh, come on.
This isn't a small operation, Jason. I don't know how you have so many enemies, but these people are serious about finding you and hurting you.
Oh! Are you aiming for the potholes? I didn't know anybody could be that bad a driver.
Okay, now I see why you have so many enemies.
Where are we going?
To the hideout.
Which is?
The TV news station.
Why there?
I've prepped a place in the basement. Several soundproof studios that are unused and locked off from the main level.
How did you find them?
At one point, Connie was trying to find me a job, or so she thought. I used the opportunities to case out certain facilities around town.
But then you ended up working for me at Triple J's.
All part of the plan.
Well, how did you know I would even hire you?
I'm a good agent, Whitaker, and you're somewhat predictable.
I am not predictable.
Well, you run 6.2 miles 5 mornings a week, you're secretly addicted to gummy worms, and you're planning on firing me tomorrow.
That's easy to predict. You weren't exactly the world's best employee.
Hey, I was terrible at working as your assistant at the antique shop. I was excellent at my job of saving your life.
How?
Every appointment that I quote-unquote forgot about was one that needed to be canceled due to security measures. I destroyed 3 wiretap devices and disposed of a powdered toxin that was delivered in the mail. And after all that, you still gave me a paltry Christmas bonus.
I had to subtract the cost of the antique Maldivian vase you broke. What was in there that you had to get rid of it anyway?
Oh, that one I just tripped over. What? I'm good. I'm not perfect.
We'll find him, Whit. I have a whole team of men on it.
Were you able to get anything out of the 2 guys standing guard?
Somehow they knew less than we do. Just a couple lackeys given a check and a 1-sentence job description.
Did you find another set of tire tracks?
From a Jeep, but it went off-road, so it's more difficult to track. I have some guys on it, but they're not having any luck yet.
A Jeep?
We did see a Jeep on one of the park security cameras. Blue with a soft top. But the plates were obscured. As far as we can tell, the vehicle headed further into the park.
Were they rescuing him or kidnapping him again?
That's what we don't understand. Whoever orchestrated Jason's kidnapping clearly was willing to go the distance in acquiring him.
Right. So whoever kidnapped him away from the kidnappers was either trying to save him or...
wanted him even more than the initial kidnappers.
So perhaps... even more dangerous.
Oh, All right, then. Tell me this. How can I be sure that you're with the NSA and not some terrorist agency?
You can't. But I don't know what else you're gonna do.
Well, I just can't wrap my brain around it. I mean, you have to admit, it's all very weird.
I need you to trust me.
Well, I need you to be trustworthy.
So saving your life wasn't enough? What else do you need from me?
Consistency, for one. Everything you've told me up to this point has been a lie, and now I'm just supposed to believe everything you say without question?
I'm sorry. I get it. But please, give me the chance to earn your trust.
We'll see.
We're almost to the station. I'm going to the delivery garage and back. It's hidden and not used anymore. The entry code is written on your hand.
How did you... When...
I need to take care of a few things, but I should be back in an hour. I've stocked a fridge inside and made up some beds.
Could you pick up some aspirin? I've got a throbbing headache.
Sounds like you've gotten soft. Can't handle a blow to the head like you used to, huh?
Just get the aspirin and maybe some gummy worms.
We're here. Stay quiet. Once you're inside, don't open the door or contact anyone. Please.
Okay. Thank you, Jillian.
You're welcome. Stay safe.
You too.
And where are things now?
Agent One informed us that Whittaker is with Marshall in hiding somewhere.
You don't know where?
Does it matter?
I like to know where all the chess pieces are.
Cobra Orange is working on it, but the necessary components are in place.
And the mission is going as planned?
The next 24 hours will be ones the world will never forget, Mr. Chairman.
Well, there was a lot of information to sort through in today's adventure, but how much of it is true? Who can we trust? You know, we should seek the truth in all areas of our lives. Like Jason trying to find out what's real and what's not, we should ask questions and compare what we hear to what we know to be true in the Bible and through the Holy Spirit. God promises to give us wisdom if we seek Him. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, "You will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you search for Him with all your heart and all your soul." That kind of determined pursuit of the truth will always yield the best answers to our questions. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Afternoon was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Luke Gonneau and Zach Schneider, and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey. Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Does anyone know about Jason's kidnapping?
Not yet, and I'm trying to keep it that way.
Jillian, you?
Headquarters told you they were sending an agent, didn't they?
Not much surprises me, but this is unexpected. Where's Jason?
Hi, Dad.
Praise God you're safe. Tell me more about this assignment.
It's the Submarine Squadron 27. The top secret sub-run not even known by most Navy personnel. They're positioned in the Indian Ocean and armed with warheads.
Could this be why Dervishi or whoever talked to you in the cabin asked about Pentagon contacts?
It's possible. I know the launch codes for each of the subs.
Then I guess we continue praying and make sure to keep you hidden. I've cross-referenced the phone numbers to Dervishi's communications. All the numbers associated with Agent 1 are dead ends. But this number shows up next to Cobra Orange over and over. Here, look.
Thank you for calling. You've reached Sky Feldstein.
What? Sky Feldstein?
It can't be.
Sky Feldstein is...
Cobra Orange. Sky Feldstein? It has to be a mistake. There's no way.
So there's another Sky Feldstein that runs Channel 10 News? I don't think so.
Is anyone in this town who they say they are?
Our hideout is inside the station where she works. You've taken us right into the lion's den, Jillian.
Well, how was I supposed to know?
You're in the NSA. That's exactly the kind of thing you should know.
I'm calling it in. We'll let headquarters take her in for questioning.
Don?
Detective Paulhouse, if you would.
Whoever you are, why are you at my door before the sun is even up?
I'm sorry to bother you so early, Skye. I noticed your lights were on, and I had a few more questions about the employee you mentioned.
I gave you all the information I have, and I'm on my way out the door to drive to Chicago.
Getting an early start?
My mother's sick and took a turn for the worse. I want to get there as soon as possible.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but this is important.
Here, carry my suitcase to the car and ask your questions.
All right.
Oh! If that's too heavy for you, Grandpa, you could get your partner over there to help you.
Nah, he's still trying to figure out the child locks on the new police car. Does this photo look familiar?
Big guy. But no one I've seen before.
Not Maurice's uncle?
Not from what I remember. I'm sorry I can't be of more help.
You want this in the trunk?
The back seat is fine. I'll get the door.
Will it fit in this tiny car?
The trunk is full, so it'll have to.
With all this stuff, it seems like you'll be gone for a while.
I want to stay as long as my mother needs me.
Yeah. Even though you make for an awkward date, I have to say, you seem like a good person.
Thank you.
10% battery remaining. Range, under 40 miles. Recharge, soon.
Maybe you should charge your car before you leave.
I'll make a stop on the way. I really need to go.
Oh, sure. Drive safe. Wow. She is in a hurry.
Feldstein, F-E-L-D-S-T-E-I-N. Whatever you can get. Background check, text messages.
Ask for her financial records as well.
I'm getting there. And recent financial records. Thank you. Bye.
I can't believe it. Skye, she's been the station manager for years.
Well, someone else could have been using her phone, but we have to check it out.
I mean, she's been in the shop a few times a week lately. Always gets the strawberry sundae, no nuts.
A few times a week lately? Did she not come in before that?
Not as much. It's been mostly the last few months. She was even in today, yesterday.
She could have been staking things out.
She was curious what Witt and Detective Paulhouse were talking about.
Did she go upstairs at all? Could she have overheard anything?
No, she was downstairs the whole time.
Ah, they've just sent over her financials. And look at that.
Well, well, well. A transfer of $1 million into Skye Feldstein's account on Monday.
Doesn't sound like her paycheck from the TV station.
Where did it come from?
Let me look. No, I can't track it. Some offshore account.
Suspicious, to say the least. Headquarters said they'd send an agent over to question her.
Hopefully they can find her.
She isn't here, is she? In the building?
No, I've been watching the security monitors. No one's come in or out upstairs.
She got a phone call yesterday while she was at Wit's End.
Did you overhear any of it?
No, but she asked for some paper to write something down. And I gave her the pad of paper we keep by the register.
Did she give it back?
Yes. Do you think maybe there was something important on there?
It's possible her writing left an imprint on the piece of paper underneath.
Anything is worth checking on right now. I'll go over to Wit's End and get it. Is it on the counter?
No, wait a minute. It would look strange if you were seen going into Wit's End at 5 in the morning, Jillian. I should go.
Look, you guys are all doing important things here. I'll go get the paper. I know where it is.
I don't know, Connie.
I'll be careful. You guys can't have all the fun.
John Whitaker.
Whit, I was going to leave you a message. I didn't think you'd be up.
It's been a long night. What can I do for you, Detective?
Actually, I wanted to let you know that you were right about the break-in and the kidnapping being connected somehow.
Oh?
We got some footage from the alley behind the shop. The thief handed over a manila envelope to, get this, Mo.
The kidnapper who was unconscious?
The very same.
Oh, interesting. Though I have no idea what would be in an envelope from the antique shop.
Once the jail is open, I'll go over and question this Mo guy. Get some more than one word answers out of him.
Thank you, Detective. Keep me posted.
Sure thing. Is there anything else I can do to help in the meantime? You and Jason still safe?
Yeah, we're fine. If you want to help, you can keep an eye out for Skye Feldstein.
Skye?
She's tied to the kidnapping in some way.
Huh?
I'm just not sure how at this point.
Skye? I saw her 20 minutes ago. She was leaving town.
Oh, that's what we were worried about.
But I saw the direction she went, and I know what her car looks like. I can try to trail her.
Please. She might be the key to figuring this whole thing out.
I'm on it.
Thanks, Detective Bullhouse. We'll talk soon.
What was that about?
Sky skipped town.
I'm not surprised. The FBI's on the hunt for her, though, right, Jillian? Jillian?
Sorry, the agency just sent an alert.
What is it?
A conventional warhead missile was launched from a Navy submarine in the Indian Ocean.
What? Which one?
What do you know about...
Which submarine? Was it the Fairplay?
Yes.
Oh.
How did you know?
Call it a gut feeling. I've been thinking about that sub a lot recently.
Well, your gut was right on. Fortunately, the damage was minimal. It was aimed at a vacated military supply complex. No casualties.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
But missiles don't go off by themselves, and it's very concerning that this one seemingly did. There were no orders for launch given. Someone went rogue.
Which means it could happen again.
With potentially far more damage. HQ said you know the codes, Jason.
Yeah, I've been on the assignment for over 10 years.
Did your kidnappers ask you for them?
No, but he said he had more questions for me he could have been intending to ask later.
How many others have access to the codes?
Well, that I'm not sure. There are a handful of people in the NSA that know them, and then another small group of officials in the Pentagon that have the corresponding codes. Both are required for the missiles to be activated.
So someone has to be compromised in both places.
Right, but I don't even know who else has been made privy to them.
But since Dervishi didn't get them out of you, he must have gotten them out of someone else.
Exactly. Clearly they had a backup plan. Who knows how high this goes?
That's the knock I told Connie to use.
I did it! I got it!
You found the pad of paper?
Even better, I found out what was written on it.
What?
My Nancy Drew Solve a Mystery class finally paid off. I shaded over it lightly with a pencil and voila! Words appeared from the imprint of the page before it.
Oh, let me see.
What does it say?
Connie, you're amazing! Look at this. It says Fairplay at the top.
Sky knew about the submarine?
A submarine?
Next, it says Oraton.
That's another one in the fleet. It must be the next one they're going to activate.
Then Helsinki.
Is that another sub, Jason?
Not in our squadron, but it might be one that patrols the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah.
And lastly, it says... this one's a bit harder to read. OMH014.
Huh.
A license plate?
I'll have HQ run a search.
Nice job, Connie.
Thanks.
Jason, just let us know if you have any more of these feelings.
Well, I will.
Wait, what feelings? What are you talking about? Is God warning you about something?
I don't know.
It's definitely interesting. Do you get these sorts of insights often?
Well, not quite like this, no. But there have been times when I felt like God was nudging me in a certain direction. It's hard to explain.
I get it. I joined the NSA because of those nudges from God.
Really? I wasn't sure if you were a person of faith, Jillian.
I actually grew up on the mission field.
Yeah.
My parents ministered in Zimbabwe for 30 years. I learned a lot about trusting God during that time.
And all this time I thought you grew up in the circus.
I never told you that.
I know, but it was the only thing that made sense to me.
My parents taught me that life was meaningless unless I was showing God's love to other people. My way of demonstrating his love to the world is fighting for good and against evil. Being an NSA agent is my calling.
Yeah, I felt that way before, too.
So, Agent 1131, I don't think you're crazy. What else is your gut saying?
That evil is still at work. This is far from over.
I can't believe I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to agree with me.
You carried a criminal suitcase to her car, aiding in her escape.
I must be losing my instincts.
So is this a time I agree or disagree?
That whole Maurice Glendale's uncle story was a complete rabbit trail. No wonder we couldn't find any information on the guy.
The FBI has set up a roadblock on the interstate.
She didn't have much battery power left in her car. Less than 40 miles, it said.
Are you thinking she may have run out of power?
I'm wondering if she recharged before she even left town.
I can check to see where the recharging stations are in the area.
Yeah, do that, please.
Her poor mother. Once Sky gets arrested, who'll take care of her?
Burke, you realize there is no sick mother, right?
She has no mother? Did she die?
Thanks for making me feel like less of an idiot.
I don't recognize anyone on this list of Dervishi's former employees. Is there anything else you want me to take a look at, Jillian?
Where did Jason and Connie go?
Connie's taking a nap and Jason's making a sandwich.
Could I ask you a question as an agent, not a father?
Sure, I'll try to give you an honest answer.
Is there even the slightest possibility that Jason could be working for the other side?
The side that's setting off missiles? Absolutely not.
It could have been a very lucrative offer. Even the best agents can be turned.
Not Jason. I know my son.
You should also know that there are a number of people at headquarters who are concerned about Jason's involvement.
It's not possible.
Everyone who knew those codes is a suspect. All of them are being questioned.
And that's standard procedure. But Jason isn't someone you need to be concerned about. I mean, you know him, Jillian. When has Jason ever shown himself to be untrustworthy?
Never.
Has he ever lacked integrity?
No, but Whit...
A person's character is built one block at a time. We know Jason's actions, his words, his behaviors, the thousand blocks that make him who he is. He's already proven himself.
I understand what you're saying, and you're right. But tell me this. If you were in my situation, given all these same circumstances, would you suspect an agent in Jason's position?
I suppose I would have to.
Hospital parking lot is the last place in Odyssey that has charging stations, but it seems like it would be out of the way if she was headed to Chicago.
Right. Maybe she went a little further. Odenton, perhaps. She had enough charge to go a little while. Where are the stations here?
Up on your right.
Oh, and look at that. There's her car. The electric can opener on wheels.
No one's inside. You suppose someone picked her up?
Her suitcase is still in here. The sun will be up in an hour. You stay here and watch her car.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take a look inside the hospital.
Hey, Jillian, we're making popcorn. You want some?
No, thanks.
Who's the message from?
A message?
On your phone. You looked really engrossed in it.
Shoe sale. Clearance prices.
Oh, glad some things are still the same.
Here's the popcorn, ladies.
Butter or no butter?
Butter.
Nothing for me, thanks. I'm not hungry.
So Dad and I were talking, and when we were at the wedding, did you spill the water on the groom on purpose to... what's wrong?
Were you at the Pentagon earlier this week?
The Pentagon? No, of course not.
They found your fingerprints there.
What?
That can't be.
On a computer in a highly restricted room that you don't have clearance to access.
I've been in town all week.
Can anyone vouch for that?
You can.
On Monday, you left early and didn't come in until Tuesday afternoon.
I went up to an auction in Odenton. You know that.
You said you did, but I don't know that.
What, do you think I'm lying?
I'm sorry. I need to arrest you.
What? Jillian, please.
I've been given orders to take you into custody.
Handcuffs? Oh, really? That's not necessary.
This is Jason. You know him.
It doesn't matter. I've been given the directive.
You know what? Fine. Just do what you need to do.
Jason Whitaker, you're being arrested for treason against the United States government.
Treason?
I'm sorry.
I can't believe this.
I'm only following procedure.
Wait a minute. It's Lily. Please, hold on until we hear what she says, Jillian.
Go ahead. Answer. But don't mention my name.
Oh, Lily, thank you for calling me back. I have some questions about the Blanchard Foundation. I'm putting you on speaker. Jason and Connie are here.
What did you want to know about Blanchard?
You worked there, right?
Eons ago. It was right after medical school. I had a research residency there.
What was the project?
It was for the government. A way of retrieving information from terrorists, called neuromodulation. But it was never completed.
What happened?
I don't even know. Things seemed to be going well, and then one day Dr. Blanchard stood up in front of the whole team and said funding had been pulled. They were shutting down the program immediately. We were shocked.
Can you explain more about the research?
We were studying how neurons in the brain communicate with each other. They fire electrical impulses in particular patterns, kind of like Morse code, and we wanted to see if there was a way to read them.
And? Is there?
We were working on a device, but it was never completed.
What kind of device?
A tiny computer chip, essentially. It could be implanted into a patient's brain and interact with, even reconfigure these signals.
The implant could change the signals?
That's correct. In layman's terms, it could hack into someone's brain, controlling impulses, bringing up thoughts and ideas, creating emotions, even extracting memories.
That's incredible.
Sounds like Novacom.
It was fascinating research, but I have a feeling the termination of the program had just as much to do with ethics as it did funding. A number of us were questioning whether this was morally principled research to use. It could be devastating in the wrong hands.
How were the devices implanted, Lily?
Initially, through surgery, but we got to a point where we could inject the minuscule chips right into the hippocampus of the brain, so opening up the patient wasn't even necessary. It was a delicate but relatively short procedure.
Can a person feel the device after it's been inserted?
No, not at all. Though they'll have a bad headache for a while as the brain adjusts to the electrical impulses. Whit, are you there?
Thanks for your help, Lily. I'll call you later if we have some more questions.
Anytime, Wentz. Bye-bye.
A headache.
It can't be.
Were you ever unconscious after you were taken away in the ambulance?
Almost immediately. But I'm not sure how long I was out.
But if it was a short procedure...
Jason, when I went in to check on you once, you were talking in your sleep. You were saying a series of numbers and letters.
I was?
27, DK,
42... Whoa, stop. Stop, Dad. Don't go on.
Well, that's all you said. I thought it was gibberish.
That was the beginning of the code to the Oraton missile.
And something was triggering you to say it out loud.
I thought the subs were coming to mind because something was wrong. But they... Dervishi was making them come to mind.
Oh, Jason!
I'm the leak. They're reading my brain!
Someone is reading Jason's brain? How? And why? I guess we'll have to keep listening to get some answers. Meanwhile, it sounds like Dr. Graham found herself in an interesting situation. Researching the brain was fascinating to her, but the further she got into the study, the more she questioned whether what she was doing was ethical. There will be times in our lives when we need to reevaluate and decide if what we're doing is right. For example, we might have a good friend who starts doing the wrong thing. We have to stop and question whether this is a person we should be friends with at all. When we get in these kinds of situations, it's best to turn to God for guidance. You know, Jesus knew that we wouldn't always know what's right and wrong. In John 14:16, he said, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever." For Christians, the Holy Spirit is the one who nudges us to think about what we're doing, and sometimes even leads us to stop. I'm glad that He is always with us to help us figure things out. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Dead of Night was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Luke Gonneau and Zach Schneider, and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey. Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
I know the launch codes for each of the subs, but in order for them to be activated, it would have to be matched by a code punched in by a general at the Pentagon. Whoa, that's weird.
What is?
The car's coming straight at me. What are you doing? Stop!
the emergency line never received a call about an accident in that area at that time, or any time today.
Huh?
The accident was a distraction. Jason was kidnapped.
Hi, Jason.
Jillian?
I'm an agent with the NSA. You're coming with me.
Could you pick up some aspirin? I've got a throbbing headache.
I joined the NSA because of those nudges from God.
Really?
And all this time, I thought you grew up in the circus.
If you want to help, you can keep an eye out for Skye Feldstein.
Skye?
She's tied to the kidnapping in some way.
Huh?
I'm just not sure how at this point.
I saw her 20 minutes ago. She was leaving town.
A conventional warhead missile was launched from a Navy submarine in the Indian Ocean. HQ said you know the codes, Jason.
Yeah, I've been on the assignment for over 10 years.
Did your kidnappers ask you for them?
No.
Were you at the Pentagon earlier this week? They found your fingerprints there.
What? Mm,
that can't be.
I'm sorry, I need to arrest you.
What?
Wait a minute, it's Lily. Please, hold on until we hear what she says, Jillian. What happened?
I don't even know. We were studying how neurons in the brain communicate with each other. They fire electrical impulses in particular patterns, kind of like Morse code, and we wanted to see if there was a way to read them.
And? Is there?
We were working on a device, but it was never completed.
What kind of device?
A tiny computer chip, essentially. It could be implanted into a patient's brain and interact with, even reconfigure these signals.
Jason, were you ever unconscious after you were taken away in the ambulance?
Almost immediately, but I'm not sure how long I was out. Can a person feel the device after it's been inserted?
No, not at all. Though they'll have a bad headache for a while.
A headache? Oh, Jason.
I'm the leak. They're reading my brain.
No, I understand. Yes, sir. Immediately.
So what did the NSA say?
They're sending agents to retrieve you.
You can't let him be taken away.
He's a threat to national security, whether it's accidental or not.
But it won't do any good to hold him. He can still think, and that's enough to give deadly information to Dervishi.
Can we knock him out? I don't know, hit him with a chair or something?
Thanks, Connie. Love you, too.
He can still think while unconscious or sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing that'll help at all right now is to either kill me, which I'd prefer not, or get this device out of my head.
Brain surgery?
If that's what it takes.
First, we need to confirm there's actually a device in there, and then figure out what to do with it.
I'm sorry, Jason. I can't let you go anywhere. I have to do my job.
But you know he didn't do anything wrong.
Apparently, he was also breaching security in the Pentagon. Could the device cause you to do that without even realizing it?
I don't know.
It's a 90-minute flight from here. You could have gone earlier this week.
Well, was there any surveillance footage of Jason?
They're still going through it, but someone who's familiar with the building would know how to avoid the cameras.
But they haven't found anything yet.
No, but his fingerprints were there, so that's proof enough.
Unless someone took his fingerprints.
The envelope from the antique shop.
Oh, of course. That's what they were stealing.
Who? What?
Whoever broke into the antique shop wasn't after merchandise or money.
The fiddling with the cash register we heard was him getting Jason's fingerprints off the keys.
Then the thief handed off the prints so they could be transferred onto the computer at the Pentagon.
Is that even possible?
With the right equipment and enough know-how, yes, it is.
Wow.
Jillian, now do you believe me?
It doesn't matter what I believe. I still have an assignment.
But you know what will happen. It'll take a while for the feds to get Jason back to headquarters for questioning. Then there'll be a lengthy interrogation.
And the whole time, someone will be reading my brain and getting access to the codes.
Three missiles could go off before they realize where the real threat is.
They're 2 minutes away.
Please, Jillian, you have to get me to the hospital so I can have this device removed. Every second matters.
All right, let's go. My car's parked across the street.
Thank you.
Agent One, I'm still missing 6 numbers. Just go in more intensely. Get him thinking about the rest of those numbers. Whatever you have to do, the launching of this missile is imperative to the mission. Mm. Dervishi here. 27DK422WQ. That's all we have. I understand, sir, but we are almost there. It shouldn't take much longer. Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'll handle it.
Jillian, how are you going to explain this to the NSA?
I'll figure it out later.
I'll text Dr. Calhoun and see if he'll meet us at the hospital.
This is starting to make sense now. They kidnapped Jason to insert the device, but since then, they haven't really cared where he is.
No point in re-kidnapping me when they're already holding my brain hostage. That's likely why it was so easy to rescue me.
Easy? The guy outweighed me by about 300 pounds. But yes, it wasn't as complicated as one might expect.
How are you feeling, Jason?
Well, it's like I have this tickle in my brain. I'm trying to think about other things, but my thoughts keep going back to the submarines.
Don't they already have the codes they need?
Well, clearly they got the Fairplay code, but I'm guessing they're still working on getting the Oraton one. It's pretty lengthy.
Which means you've got to stop thinking.
We have to get your brain focused on other things. Connie, talk to him.
About what?
Anything not related to the things he's not supposed to be thinking about.
Okay, favorite foods. Mine are waffles, pickle relish, sandwiches. Oh, and speaking of sandwiches, there's this new sub shop. Not a sub.
Maybe try something else.
Right. Okay, I talked with Eugene and Katrina yesterday, and Katrina's thinking about taking on a new sub position. No, she's not. A temporary teacher position. But I wasn't sure what subject.
Oh, really?
You're not very good at this, Connie.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to do it. It's like this sub... Conscious.
Connie!
Sorry. Okay, that's it. World War III's about to start, and I'll be the one to blame.
Jason, sing some songs or recite poetry in your head.
Right.
The agency keeps calling me.
You're going to have to answer it at some point.
Dr. Calhoun says he's at the hospital. He'll meet us in the lobby.
Good.
Then maybe we can get Jason taken care of before the feds catch up with us.
Dr. Calhoun said he would meet us here.
Yes, thank you. I understand, sir. Goodbye.
Well, what did they say?
I convinced the NSA to give the go-ahead on some testing.
Oh, good.
But they'll be keeping a close watch. And I've been put on administrative leave.
Why?
I disobeyed orders.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jillian.
I'm not. It was the right thing to do. I just hope we got here in time.
Oh, there he is. Joseph!
Hi, Whit.
Thank you for meeting us.
Of course. I called Dr. Graham as you suggested, and she filled me in.
Can you take this thing out?
First, we need to figure out exactly what it is. We'll perform a CT scan and an MRI to figure out structure, size, and location. I've already reserved a room. They're waiting for you.
Dr. Calhoun, have you ever done an operation like this before?
Tumors, yes. Devices, no. But fortunately, Dr. Rusk is back with us today.
Has he recovered from the attack?
And eager to work. He'll be a great person to consult with on this case. His experience far exceeds mine.
I'm glad you'll have help.
Follow me. We'll explain everything. Dr. Rusk is one of the finest neurosurgeons in the country. He trained me back in the day.
One of my favorite residents.
Oh, well, we appreciate you being here, Dr. Rusk.
Well, you helped me after I was attacked. Now it's my opportunity to return the favor. It's quite the interesting case.
So there's definitely something in there?
Yes, minuscule in size, but situated directly onto the hippocampus. I've heard of research being done in the development of such components, but I didn't know they actually existed.
You can remove it, though, right?
To be frank, I'm not comfortable with that.
But you have to.
Let me explain another option.
There's another option.
The device receives and translates thoughts by measuring neurons that are passing between the hippocampus and the cerebellum, creating synaptic connections. This information is then transmitted to the receiver, presumably whoever is responsible for implanting it.
We have an idea who that is.
But if we can disable the transmitter, we wouldn't need to remove the device, at least not immediately.
Huh. Well, how can you disable it?
Basically, another injection that short-circuits it, but wouldn't be harmful to Jason's brain.
But we're not even sure about the technology used on the device. How would we know how to short-circuit it?
We can take an educated guess. You can see behind Jason's ear here where it was injected. We'd use that same location.
Once you do this, can you be certain that it worked?
Nearly.
Nearly certain isn't enough.
You have to understand, Mr. Whittaker. One fraction of a millimeter off in a brain surgery, and you'd be comatose forever. This could easily kill you. And as this is something no one has ever dealt with before, there are other unknowns, variables that we wouldn't be aware of until too late.
Dr. Calhoun, do you agree with this?
It's definitely the safer option to inject a substance of some sort. But, frankly, as far as it working, it's a guess.
An educated assumption.
No one knows the capabilities of this device. As you said before, this is unseen in the surgical community. The only 100% certain way to know it's not working is to remove it completely.
Then that's what we'll do.
Jason, isn't nearly certain good enough? I think it's good enough. Let's take a vote.
Jason. Dad. You know I have to do this, don't you? We don't have time to try this or that. We need to get rid of it.
Yeah, I know, but...
Look, these people can kill thousands, even hundreds of thousands, if they access the codes. If I have to die to make sure others don't, I'm willing to do that.
Oh, Jason.
Are you really sure about this?
My mind's made up. Oh. I'll sign whatever release I need to. Just get this thing out of my brain.
It's your decision, of course, but... For the record, I think you're making a mistake. The odds of this ending poorly are high.
But you'll do it, right? And you too, Dr. Calhoun?
If you're absolutely certain that this is what you want.
I am. Dr. Rusk?
I'll participate as well, against my better judgment.
Then I'll schedule the OR. We'll operate in 30 minutes.
Great.
We'll see you in there.
You're an idiot.
Oh, thanks.
And... I've never respected you more.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Jason, you're risking your life to protect people without even hesitation.
And it's not the first time.
I'm sorry, I didn't trust you.
Well, it kind of goes both ways. You risked your job for me, so I'm sorry I didn't trust you at first either.
What did you say, Whit? Character is shown one block at a time?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, you're pretty much a pyramid, Jason.
Thanks.
We'll be praying, son. Lord, you know so much more than we do, more than the doctors, more than our enemies. You know the right answer in this situation, and we pray that you will guide our steps to get us to where you want us to be.
Please give us peace. Please give Dr. Calhoun and Dr. Rusk wisdom and steady hands. And God, please, please keep Jason safe.
Father, we know you're in control, even when everything feels so out of control. You know the whole picture, even when we can only see part of it.
Right.
We trust you. It's hard, but we trust you.
Agent One, I just received a call from Cobra Orange. Steps 1 through 4 are completed. We're only waiting for you to finish transmitting the codes.
We have a problem.
What is it now, Rusk?
They discovered the implant.
What? How?
I'm uncertain, but worse, they're going to remove it.
No, they can't. Convince them otherwise. We are so close.
I tried. They're going ahead with the surgery. We only have about 10 minutes before they start general anesthesia.
How could you mess this up so badly? The chairman will have our heads.
I was told you had a plan B in case...
This should not have been necessary.
I inserted the device. I got the fingerprints. I did everything that you asked me to do. I'll try to delay them enough that we can get the rest of the code.
And if that doesn't work?
I'll be in the surgery and we'll make certain it's not removed. You're going to get what you want.
I'll make sure of it.
So far, you haven't been so reliable. Do what you can. Meanwhile, I will have Sky set Plan D in motion.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So, now we just wait, sit, pace?
I can pace with you if you'd like. That's one good thing about being on leave and having no responsibilities at all.
Well, surely they'll reinstate you once the truth comes to light.
It's pending an investigation. But at least they gave me the benefit of the doubt and allowed the surgery to proceed.
Oh, that's good. Maybe not really. I don't even know anymore.
Oh, that's my phone.
Oh, is it Jason? Did he change his mind?
No, it's a text from Dr. Graham. She's doing her rounds, but she's going to meet up with us later.
So she knows about Jason and the operation?
Yes, yes, I filled her in.
What does she think about it?
Well, she's as worried as we are. Another text. No, it's a blocked number. Oh, no.
What is it?
The plans have changed. Get all the codes from Jason now, or a bomb will go off in 15 minutes.
A bomb?
No, wait a minute. Another message. It's somewhere in town, in a place where there are people you care about deeply.
Can we have the number traced?
No, we don't have time.
You really believe there's a bomb somewhere in town?
I do. Dervishi has technology no one else has. Clearly, this is a plan with a lot of money and power behind it. He's not going to stop now.
I need to evacuate Wits End.
Should we ask Jason for the codes? He's being anesthetized, but he still might be conscious enough.
No, he'd never give us the codes.
Even if it means endangering his friends?
Versus endangering the world? Yes. Hello, Renee. I need you to close the shop.
Couldn't we just make up the codes to stall them?
No, they'll know the amount of digits and likely have some of them already. There's no way to dupe them.
Wilson has a morning prayer group at the church right now. Do you think the bomb could be there?
Yeah, I'll call him too and have them all leave. I should probably contact the schools. Can you think of anywhere else it could be?
Oh, we have to think. The text said 15 minutes.
Wait, look at the sign behind you.
The hospital sign?
Yes, Odyssey Memorial Hospital, OMH.
From what Sky jotted down.
OMH 014.
014 could be the room number.
The zero floor would be the basement, but it's not for public access. We'll need to take a service elevator. Come on, this way.
How do you know this stuff?
Remember, I applied for a job here too. And picked up this little gem.
A key card?
You need one to get to the basement. Let's hope this one still works. Here. Yes!
Hurry, get in.
Dr. Rusk.
Yes?
The OR is ready and prepped for Jason's surgery.
Of course, of course.
I've been paging you. I hoped to start 10 minutes ago.
I'm sorry, Joseph. I still don't feel right about this procedure. You're going to kill that man.
Not if I can get your help.
I could lose my license.
Jason is the one who's insisting on the operation. We're following the patient's wishes.
He may not even be thinking straight. Especially with the mind-altering device in his brain, I really believe we ought to postpone and consider other options.
I told him I would do this. If you can't, I understand. I'll do it myself.
No. I told you I would help, and I will do everything I can.
Room 14.
To the left.
14, this is it. Oh, wow. That's a...
A bomb, and it's big enough to blow up the entire hospital.
Oh, my.
Oh, God help us. I've never seen one like this.
Is there an off switch? What are we going to do?
Oh, there has to be some way to open it.
I'm calling the bomb squad.
Oh, no.
What?
Connie, go up to security and tell them there's a bomb. They need to clear the building immediately.
But are you staying down? With?
Go!
Okay.
Did you notice the countdown screen?
Yes. 11 minutes to go.
In John 15, Jesus told his disciples, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Jason showed the ultimate love and that he was willing to lay down his life for his friends and even complete strangers. While you may never be in that position, there are plenty of other ways to show sacrificial love. You could do extra chores around the house, Sit with that kid at school who doesn't have any friends. Or take a plate of cookies to that lonely neighbor down the street. All of those things take a little bit of sacrifice, but in doing them, you'll be showing love to others, just as Jesus did for us when he laid down his life. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Daybreak was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Luke Gonneau and Zach Schneider, and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey. Here's a special treat from the Odyssey Scrapbook.
Hi, I'm Dave Arnold, executive producer of Adventures in Odyssey. And you may have noticed that a certain familiar supporting character got a much more prominent role in 28 Hours.
Burke, go outside and walk around the side and back. See if you find anything.
Yes, sir.
Officer Burke has been a part of the Odyssey Police Force for a very long time. In fact, he was first heard in A Perfect Witness.
Captain?
What is it, Burke?
Stu wants you in the lab right away. He says they found a fingerprint at the hideout.
He's played by none other than Odyssey showrunner Marshall Younger.
Thank you very much.
So, Marshall, how did you get the role of Officer Burke all those years ago?
Well, I'll tell you this right now. It's not because I fit the part. I don't think I sound anything like a police officer. There's no one that would be intimidated by someone with my voice. You know, if I shouted freeze at a criminal, they would not freeze. They would just laugh and keep doing their crime, whatever they're doing. In this particular case, so there was the perfect witness had a bunch of police officers, and it seemed like a waste to bring in real actors to play these roles and only do one or two lines and sure. Have to pay them for it. And so some of us on the crew filled in and played some of these police officers. In fact, Mark Drury, former sound designer, is also one of the police officers in this episode.
Officer Spector.
Yes, Detective.
I want you to get a hold of some sound effect discs.
You're kidding. Where would I find something like that?
But Officer Spector, I mean, he never returned. Officer Burke has been a presence in town through the years. You were in Novacom arresting Tom Riley.
I'm sorry, Tom, but you'll have to come with me. I need to escort you to the hospital and then the station.
You were in Here Today, Gone Tomorrow.
Wait, I hate to do this, and I'll try to keep it as quiet as possible.
Keep what as quiet as possible?
You've been accused of a hit and run.
And you apprehended Connie in Broken, Armed, and Dangerous.
It looks like you're stealing. A jailable offense, I might add.
I can't have a mugshot done today. My hair looks awful.
In fact, in your career as a law enforcement officer, you have arrested a bunch of our main characters, Marshall.
Yeah, you know, all in the line of duty, Dave.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what they all say.
See, that's usually what I do in these episodes. I run in, I arrest some beloved character, and then I disappear. But I did have one moment to shine. I tell you what, this was a highlight for me as an actor in my prestigious acting career.
Indeed, yes.
Highlight for me was when Officer Burke got his own song in the show Odyssey Sings. I have no idea why Officer Burke got a song. It was really bizarre. But the song was composed specifically for Officer Burke.
I am your man in blue, and I'm so in love with you. But I don't know what to do. I haven't detected one clue. My beat is my heart for you, and I've got a case of blues. You're cute and you're shy, it's true, but darling, if only I knew.
So this album, 28 Hours, featured more of Officer Burke than ever before.
Yep, fans were demanding it.
And rightfully
so. You have to give them what they want.
Yep. But anyway, you've done more in this than just arrest people.
Yep.
The role was much more meaty for you. How did you get recruited for this role, Marshall?
The same way I got pulled into the role in the first place. Writer Kathy Buchanan needed a police officer, and I was here, and my schedule was open.
I can't believe I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to agree with me.
You carried a criminal suitcase to her car, aiding in her escape.
I must be losing my instincts.
So is this a time I agree or disagree?
So how did you feel about playing Officer Burke again?
You know, I do enjoy acting, but I feel so intimidated by the real actors for Odyssey. You know, they're all top-notch, world-class voice talent. And in this one, I stepped into the booth with Phil Proctor, for goodness sake, who is a radio drama legend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been acting for over 60 years, and here I am with my wimpy cop voice and just trying not to embarrass myself. But I will say, Phil was fantastic with me in the studio. He really made me feel comfortable.
The Adventures of Burke and Polehouse.
Help the people in the third floor elevator. Burke, go up to the peds. No, let me do it again.
You mean the peds ward?
Oh, Burke. Okay, here we go. Help the people on the third floor elevator. Burke, go to the peds ward. I'll head up to surgery.
Got it.
We got it.
Got it.
That was great.
Got it.
That is it for today.
Yay. Okay.
Thanks, Marshall.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it was.
I'm very nervous about acting with you.
Oh, no, not at all.
But,
No.
You made it a lot of fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I appreciate it. You're very good.
Oh, thank
you. Very good.
So, Marshall, this album ends with a new adventure for your character.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Officer Burke asked her out. They're going to the movies tonight.
Well, it's obvious that listeners will be demanding an update on this couple.
Yeah.
So is there a future for Burke and Jillian? Or should we say Billion or Jerk?
Yes, it's been brewing for some time now, the romantic tension between Jillian and Officer Burke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants that. I'll be honest that we have no current plans to pursue this from a writing perspective, mm-hmm. here or ever, probably. Burke's triumphant return isn't on the schedule yet. But you know what? Mm. Chris always says it. Keep listening. Burke could arrest someone close to you very soon. Freeze! See? You just laughed.
This completes 23 hours. Thanks for listening.